So I just wanted to share that.
Oh, wonderful. We have a quorum now. Welcome.
Hi. I'm sorry. I'm traveling. Hi.
I'd like to move on if it's okay.
Who's this?
I'm Keenan.
Yes. Please do. Hi.
I'd like to move on. The next item was the question, unless somebody else wants to say something more.
How are we going to leave this, George?
It's already a motion, okay? I hear what you're saying. I'm going to try to work with Summer on getting at least one of these done.
Do you mean, one of these programs done?
Yeah.
I suppose it'll be your thing about the single payer.
Well, it could be, since I'm probably going to be putting the work into it.
You want to be a producer then, George, or you want to be on the board or on the programming committee?
If no one else is willing to produce this, I would try to produce it. I care about it that much. I will try to see that one of them happens, and that's where I'm going to go with it. I don't think there's much else to do. And
as a staff member to your position?
Janet, could I finish speaking? Would you stop speaking over me?
Well, I am really concerned.
Yeah, I can't hear what you're saying when you speak right there. I'm still talking, still trying to say what I'm trying to say. Mm-hmm. I forgot what I'm trying to say. What did you want to say?
I said, do you want to be a producer? And have you been elected to your position as a staff person? Or
I am
elected as a listener?
I am a producer. I'm a staff person to the PNB. I'm not going to be on the PNB this next year.
You've turned out of the PNB?
No, I just wasn't elected to it.
Oh, uh-huh.
I want to move on to the question about what do we want to recommend, if anything, about putting in evaluations and just begin talking at least about what kind of evaluation processes might work. But before we do that, I had asked Lawrence if he had some information about the Arbitron decision that the courts were supposed to make for December 31st. And with the rest of yours, agreement, and if he knows, I would like to hear about that so that I can report it back to the board next Thursday when this motion comes up on the floor. Lawrence, do you know anything about what the courts did?
Before we go on, George.
Is it okay if we do that? Does anybody object to doing that?
Well, I have a concern before we move on.
Okay, good.
You know, we have, George, I mean, folks, we have a motion that we passed a year ago. We've been waiting patiently all year to try to discuss it. I think we discussed it briefly once a couple of months ago, and now we're doing it again. But I'm concerned that this is probably the last meeting of the... of this year's programming committee, and we're going to leave this issue and move on to another one, and we haven't done anything about it. If that's the case, then the decision that we passed stays in place. Yet,
right,
we have several members of this committee that are expressing, concerns about its current form. And that was the whole idea in reviewing it in the first place. So it would seem to me that we need to modify the original decision in some kind of way, and I'm not so sure that I know how. But
Benito, what motion are you talking about, please?
We had the national programming motion was passed last year. And
now, which national programming motion are we talking about now?
The one that you read at the beginning of this discussion, George.
That was actually passed by the PNB a half years ago.
Passed by the PMB when?
Oh, in the middle of 2010.
Okay, but if that's the case, then why were we discussing it at the end of last year?
People wanted to reconsider it. You wanted to reconsider it.
No. I don't know if it was yourself or someone, but someone brought the motion to the committee last year, 2011, for discussion, and we passed a motion to support it.
That's right.
Okay, so then last year, 2012, I raised a concern based on what just had happened, and I expressed it a little few minutes ago, and I asked for the motion to be reconsidered for a number of reasons, which is not the fault of anybody here today or anyone at all. It just took all year for us to be able to get to a point of being able to discuss it, so we're doing it tonight. So it's now, tonight is when we air the concerns about the motion that we passed in, I don't know if it was October, November, December of 2011.
Well, it's in order to make a motion to bring forth to the PMB expressing further concerns.
I'm sorry, say that again, George.
It is in order to make a motion which we could bring to the PMB if it passes, expressing further concerns or whatever you want to say about it, really. That, you're right. That's why it was on the agenda. I didn't hear a motion out there, but go ahead.
Yeah, I mean, I would really like to do that, or, you know, to modify the motion that we previously passed. And I think that we've done this before with other, if I remember correctly, with other topics or issues that we had been passed before, and then we discuss it again, and we find that there's a problem in the implementation, so we're, you know, revisiting it. I don't have a particular motion. I think that, you know, Janet and Russell were a whole lot more articulate than I was, you know, in expressing the technical problems. You know, maybe one or both of you might propose some kind of amendment.
Well, Janet, Russell, do you want to do that?
Well, can I raise a point of order first?
Sure.
Are we a quorum right now?
We are.
So shouldn't we should be actually having this live on the air for the public to listen.
We should, but no one's been assigned to do that, and I think that's because no one was available to do it.
What do you mean? Is somebody else running another meeting?
Yeah, there's the frat meeting going on. I don't know if there's any third
meeting. Finance meeting going on, so we knew we were having this meeting without the possibility of getting a call.
No, we did. Until today, they've always had somebody here.
Well,
it was a surprise to me. Nobody told me we weren't going to be streaming.
Well, can we? I mean, I do think that if we're going to go forward, and I mean, I don't know what other people think, but it seems we should. This meeting should be on the air, and it should be public, and it should
I
be
agree.
Available.
This is a very important.
Okay,
issue.
I was just do that.
Folks, well, George.
I mean, I also agree with Benita's point that we should be discussing this because there are serious concerns about it.
Yeah.
But I just feel uncomfortable about us going ahead without, you know, any
feedback.
The appropriate sort of public scrutiny of what we're doing, mm-hmm. even being possible.
Yes, we do that, Russell.
I'm sorry?
How do you suggest we do it?
Well, since nobody is on who should be on, I suggest that maybe, George, I expect that you have the phone numbers of people like Otis and anybody else?
Oh, Todd. Last time I called him, he was not happy about it. I'll call him now. So I'm going to have to do that.
Yeah, I think that we should call Otis.
She's really thrilled right now, too.
I know. I feel terrible about suggesting it, but we need it, and Pacifica needs it. And, you know, what can we do?
We can postpone the meeting after we find out whether or not we can be streamed.
Yeah.
Well, I think it doesn't really make sense. Let me say why. We were talking about having this conversation and going forward with the meeting when we weren't even sure we needed a quorum. And we were
going forward with the meeting, but we weren't going forward with this motion. That's all we, you know.
Right. Without quorum, I mean, we wouldn't have been able to do anything.
I'll tell you
now
what.
Now that we have quorum, we can actually do something. And you know, we just might. So
here's what I suggest.
This is Brian.
You all go ahead and make a motion if you want. I'll get a cell phone, and I'll call John and see if he's got somebody available to put to stream it.
Well, it's either him or Otis. Somebody. I'm talking about.
Actually, Brian Ritsuki has been streaming it for us most of the time.
For whatever it's worth, y'all go do whatever you want. But, you know, this meeting more or less started a few minutes after 8:30.
Mm.
It's almost an hour and a half later.
Mm.
We've been conducting the meeting all this time.
Mm.
You know, so I don't understand, you know, what the big deal is now, an hour and a half into the meeting, why all of a sudden we have to broadcast, you know, stream, live stream, whatever. You know, we knew this at 8:30 when we decided, like George said, decided to go forward with the meeting.
There.
So it is what it is. We don't have the streaming. We ain't got the streaming.
Okay.
That's not our fault.
So, no,
yeah, but we didn't have the possibility.
But suppose we could convene now. I mean, it's another leg of discussion here, really. It really is. It's not just we decided what this group should do next. In recommendations, I don't agree with practically anything George said.
Yeah, and I feel similar. I mean I can understand the motivation in general, but I do think that there's a serious issue with the motion, and I hear what Lawrence was saying.
The question is. There's nobody to stream it. Do we have anybody to stream the meeting? This is the program committee.
This is Brian. I'm streaming your damn call, okay?
Yeah, he's not here.
Who's talking?
Thank you, Brian.
Okay, Otis is doing the front.
Okay. We're streaming.
Oh, it is streaming.
No, it isn't. Is Brian on this call?
Yes, you've been going out.
Oh, good.
What's that?
You've been
Brian, you're on the call?
All of your one listener, one of which is probably a robot. But, yeah, you've been going out.
Right?
Okay, good. So the point is moved. Let's
do it. Okay. So
okay.
That's done.
Wait, are there lots more people joining this meeting?
I don't think anybody knew.
No, I just heard pops like people were entering the call.
So so we have a quorum. We are streaming. Just to be clear, the members present are Ankeny. I've lost your last name for the moment. What is it?
I'm sorry. What's the question?
Your last name.
Agassi. Well, I think you have Antaram there, right? Antaram.
Right, right. Russell Dale, Janet Coleman, Benito Juarez.
Diaz,
sorry. Benito, Wesley Bethune, myself, George Ryder. Did I miss anybody?
Yeah, Lawrence Reyes.
Lawrence Reyes. Okay, great.
And Janet, I believe.
Yeah, I did call her.
Okay.
So, we've been discussing this motion. It is the committee can do whatever it wants with it. Is there a motion to be put on the floor?
I think there should be some sort of motion that says we need to create a task force to investigate these kinds of issues, probably some sort of task force of the programming committee itself, or I don't know, I don't really know how exactly this kind of thing works, but we really need to have some sort of task force to investigate the question of, number one, the labor involved and how allocations of labor can be negotiated, and number two, how the preemption judgments about preemptions are going to be made in a democratic and fair way across the network. And those two are the, what I hear is the major issues that I think Janet and Benito have raised, and myself have raised. I hear what Lawrence said in response to that, the people who came up with this motion were not just non-programmers who didn't have any considerations for these things, but in fact, even if that's true, in the language of this motion, there's nothing that addresses those points, which makes it a highly abusable, if I may. Easily abusable or misusable. You know, no intention. Nobody has to have a nefarious intent here. But things can go pretty wrong, and like Janet was saying, listeners can become disaffected and upset. Producers can be disaffected and upset, and the whole process can be can also backfire on us. It's not that we shouldn't try something like it, but we really need to put more thought into the, especially if we're thinking of doing this in a long-term, serious and regular way, we need to put more process and thought into the process about how this is going to be carried out. So I move that we make a task force to address those issues.
Can you lay out the issues again?
Okay, so here's the motion. I move that we create a task force of five people that will investigate the issues involved in the possibility of national programming, and address specifically issues of the fairness of preemptions. And number two, that would be number one. And number two, the fairness, I should say, and democracy of preemptions across the network. And number two, what labor and resources will be allocated and how that allocation will take place in order to produce these possible national programs.
And how to spread the financial allocations across the sister station in some sort of fair manner, so that each station is allocated some amount of the money here.
Yeah.
They aren't just all having to hire, you know, but force people into, you know, overtime labor for no money and so forth.
Right. Yeah, that's good.
Will resources be allocated fairly? And
among the stations.
Fairly amongst the stations?
Yeah.
And what's the other? The first one was about really how will decisions be made as to what you're doing democratically. Was that basically the idea, Russell?
Yeah, and I think the word preemption should be there because it's a question of preempting local programming in the interest of, you know, an allegedly national...
There's another sentence which includes what you want.
I'm not understanding.
Would you try to put together a sentence that includes what you want?
Well, what do you have now?
I have just an idea, fairness in procedures and fairness in democratic procedures for decisions. That's all I've got.
Okay, so you want me to do it again, just do the whole motion again?
Yes.
All right, here's the motion. Motion to create a five-person task force to be elected at the next PNB meeting. PNB programming.
Be a PNB program. Task.
Huh?
What is to be a PNB task force?
Would it be a PNB task force or would it be a programming committee task force?
Well, I thought you were saying a programming committee task force to begin with, but it sounds like what you want is a PNB task force.
No, I just misspoke. I meant a PNB Programming Committee Task Force.
Okay.
So I intended to be a Programming Committee Task Force. So So a five-person task force to be elected at the next PNB Programming Committee meeting that will investigate the issues involved in possibly in possible national programming, specifically the three issues of one, a democratic process for that involves producers at the five stations to in which decisions are made about national programming preemptions of local programming. Number two, issues about resource labor allocations for production of these possible national programs.
Okay, was there a third?
Yeah, and the third was Janet's point of discussion of the issue of the costs, how the costs will be shared among the five stations.
Right. Costs and revenues, you know.
And how the revenues will be distributed, and they should be distributed fairly among the five stations, if there are any revenues.
Okay.
Or if there are any paid jobs. People are getting paid to do this. Who are they, and from what signal areas, and is that all fair?
Right, that's a good point. It's a really good point.
Yeah.
I don't know how that covers my concern. Maybe one of y'all could explain.
Yeah, what's your concern?
It's the weight of how labor is done and who's getting respect.
Right, I'm saying that even when the labor is done, it gets wasted because Pacifica doesn't feel that we here in D.C. have anything to contribute.
Well, an allocation of
number four.
Time, you know.
Well, number four, really what we're saying is democratic consideration of how that content gets presented in the five listening areas.
Right, right.
So that, you know, it can't be that a group at the national level simply makes content that is simply inappropriate for needs in WPFW or needs in KPFT. You know, the process of producing the content has to be somehow addressed by local voices.
Right.
That's a lot of commentary, and I'm not so sure what we've got in the way of a motion at this point. So what is the fourth one?
Representation from the five listener stations on the decision-making for the content of national programs.
Okay, so that could be, for instance, the program directors.
No, I don't know what that means.
Well, right now what we're doing is we're discussing a task force to discuss these issues, and the task force can think about that and decide, would it mean the program directors, or should it be like people from the
LSP
or listeners, or, you know, how should that be worked out?
Right.
But that's what the task force is being created to address, is that kind of issue.
Okay.
We don't have to solve that now. We just have to... We're creating a task force.
We just have to vote for the task force on this call.
So again, the first one. So a task force to look into four issues. Right.
Yep. Four issues.
Oh,
as I said, it concerning the possible national programming.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Issue one, the democratic decision-making as to what gets selected for actually being a special event, is that the right idea?
being a special event and what gets preempted. It's both of those things. It's not just what counts as a national event, but how preemptions are going to go.
So you want to see a democratic process for that? Is that the idea?
Yeah, because some people are going to be preempted in their prime time, and others are going to have a nicer time of it, having it in the evening, whatever. It's different considerations of time when the thing is being broadcast.
What I've got is democratic process for what gets selected and what gets preempted. Is that?
Yeah, that's good. Very good.
Okay. And now the second one is, costs and revenues shared fairly with each station. No, I'm sorry. The second one had to do with resource allocation. What's the procedure for identifying resources for a particular event? Is that correct?
It should be labor and resources. Yeah.
So, procedure for identifying labor and resources for a particular event. Is that right?
That's right.
And then number three was procedures for sharing fairly costs and revenues. Is that correct?
Yes.
That was mostly yours. Is that what you wanted?
Who, mine?
Yeah.
Yeah, among the sister stations. Among the five signal areas.
Okay, and number four was Benito's concern about people being included, basically, who should be included.
In the final product.
What's that?
In the final product.
Yeah.
Yeah, local input into the final product's national programming's final content.
We want the local input to be somehow done fairly. Is that the idea? Or to be done?
Benito?
Yeah. Or local representation in the final product.
And local representation in the final product.
Yeah.
What was your, how would you
well,
have
it? Well, there's going to be X amount of planning, and then there's going to be X amount of final product, the show.
Yeah.
So, procedures for equitable local representation in final product?
Yeah.
In planning and final product, in producing and final product, both those stages.
Well, we get two sort of takes care of the production, doesn't it? Procedures to identify labor for a particular event.
No, it doesn't.
What do you want to say?
Read what you've got there.
Procedures for equitable local representation in final product.
In pre-production and final product.
Equitable local representation in pre-production.
And final product.
And final product. Okay, I got that. So here's what I get. Task force to look into four issues concerning national special events programming. One, what gets selected and what gets preempted. Sorry, democratic procedures for deciding what gets selected and what gets preempted. Two, procedures to identify labor and resources for a particular event. Three, procedures for sharing fairly costs and revenues amongst the five sister stations. Four, procedures for equitable local representation of the final product and pre-production of the event.
Pre-production and final product is the sequence of that one.
Final product in pre-production and final product. Okay, is that the motion that we want to consider? Is there any changes to that? Nice thing about a committee is you can do this.
And I would like to add something.
Yeah,
for consideration.
Yeah.
I'd like to add, but not limited to, as other issues may arise.
Okay.
How about if I take out four and just say, look into issues?
No, do not take out four.
Including. But you don't want to do that, Janet.
I don't want to take out four. Are you kidding? It's the most practical one of them all.
It's just a simple addendum, George, including those issues but not limited to other issues may arise.
The language I'm choosing would do that, I think. It says task force to look into issues regarding national special events programming, including but not limited to Democratic 1, 2, 3, 4. Is that okay?
Yes, sir. That's cool.
Okay. Is that good, Lawrence?
Yeah, it's fine.
Okay. Now, is there any other discussion about this? Anything people want to say about the whether we should have a task force or not? Basically, if there are five people who want to be on the task force, it seems to me we have a task force.
Right.
So maybe I should ask the question that way. Is that all right with everybody? If I just sort of see who wants to do this?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. So. I'll call your name. I'm sorry, I have to do it from memory. I haven't got a thing up in front of me at the moment. But so if you want to do it, say yes, and if you don't want to do it, say no. Okay? So let's see. On Keenan.
Yes.
Okay. Let's see. Russell.
Yes.
Janet.
Yes.
Benito.
Yes.
Wesley.
No.
Lawrence.
Yes.
Okay. So that's five. I think I would like to at least participate to start. So I'll put myself down too. Okay. So when are we going to meet? And how are we going to meet?
Well, we should meet by phone. How about let me look at the. We should look at the.
Yeah, the calendar.
Yeah, I can bring that up quickly.
Two. Hello?
Yeah, so it's the 14th now. How is the 28th for everybody? But that's Strategic Recovery Plan. Is anybody working
on
that?
They meet every 2 weeks.
But is anybody in the task force working on that?
I could do the 21st, but I can't do the 28th.
Yeah, I can't do the 28th.
Let me look.
How about the 21st?
I could do the 21st.
No, that's fine.
I thought, me too.
21st is what day of the week?
January 21st, okay. That's a week from now?
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay.
But there's a governance meeting. Is anybody on the governance?
Not me.
No.
I am. Yeah, I'm the chair.
Oh, you are?
I am.
Oh, so you can't do it?
No, I can't do it that day. Sorry, thanks for reminding me.
Yeah.
Not the first Monday in February.
That's the coordinating committee is meeting. Anybody on that?
Nope.
What committee?
How about that? February 4th.
February 4th? Hold on a minute.
What committee is meeting that day, Russell?
Coordinating?
Hold on.
Yes.
How bad would that be? Phone committee. That seems okay. Seems okay.
We'll have a new committee by then, right? Because we're going to have a re-election on the 26th.
Well, that's another issue, actually. It depends upon what your LSBs do, whether or not you'll still be representatives here. And it depends on what the PNB wants to do in terms of keeping it at regular committee.
Well, Russell and I are still good. Are you guys good?
I'm probably good, yeah.
That's good.
Ankine, are you still on the LSP?
Who's this?
I will still be on the LSP.
Do you want to come back on the programming committee?
I want to, yeah, if I get elected, yeah.
Okay, so why don't we go ahead with it? And what about Russell? Not Russell, Lawrence.
Well, I have to get elected, so hopefully I will.
Okay, so let's think positively here and schedule the meeting. How about that?
Very good.
Monday the 4th?
I'll schedule it for the 4th.
And will you send an email?
Yeah.
George?
Yeah. We'll do.
Okay, great.
Great.
So this is, February the 4th?
Right.
Yeah.
Okay.
And okay. Will it take any organizing for the phone number and everything like that, or can we just...
I think if I put it down, automatically sends a notice, but I'll check with John about that.
Okay,
so, so this is a meeting of the task force?
Right.
Correct.
There's no quorum at all requirement. It's just a meeting of the task force. So come in with ideas, basically.
Okay.
For problems. Just problems.
At 8:30.
Yeah, 8:30 on the East. That's right.
Oh, yeah, I'm sorry.
Okay. Anything else about...
Thanks, everybody.
We're not done. No, wait a minute. We're not done. I really would like to hear from Lawrence, if he can, about what happened with the Arbitron hearing.
It wasn't a hearing, George. It was a decision that Arbitrons had to remedy the biases. And in regards to the 31st, I don't have any information, but I will get it and email you, email the committee.
Okay. Yeah, that's good. I'd just like to be able to say something about it to the PNB on Thursday after next.
Okay, I'll try to have it before then for you.
Okay, good. We actually have 12 minutes. what I'd like to do is to just begin a conversation about evaluations. Obviously, we're not going to come to any conclusions, whatever. But I think I'd like to just begin it with what experience do we have at the stations of evaluations having ever been done? And if they were done, what was the effect of them? Are you willing to hang around for another 12 minutes and have that conversation?
Yeah, sure.
Okay, I don't hear anybody saying no. Okay, so... We just did them. I'd rather hear from other people because I sent you all out the information about that. What's been the experience at your stations, if you know, of actual evaluations being done of programming with something, you know, more than just whatever the program director thought?
Well, we were always writing them. They were always impossible to put into effect, really, because radio is such a mobile creation, you know, that you can evaluate somebody for the last three shows, and then they start to change, they start doing a better show, and it's pretty hard, it's pretty tricky to actually evaluate a program once it sort of establishes itself after even, you know, a month or 2 months.
Right. Anybody else want to speak to that?
Yeah.
What has happened with that you've seen in the way of program evaluation?
Okay. You want me to speak?
Yeah, good.
Okay. So the CAB at one time in 2000, the TKP CAB, sometime in late 2000, did an evaluation, a programming evaluation, because, no, actually, it was community needs assessment that had to do with programming. So that was done. And just recently, there was a, and maybe our KNA could add to this, there was a committee that was responsible to report to the program director that did a programming evaluation. I don't know the results of that because the LSB did not get the results of that programming evaluation from this committee.
They didn't get them because they weren't ever going to get them, or they didn't get them because they just didn't get them yet?
Right. We didn't get them yet. Just put it that way. Put it kindly, we didn't get it yet.
How long ago were they done?
How long ago was it? I think it was last year.
Okay. Well, I mean, that could only be 2 weeks ago. I mean, we're talking about a year ago, or?
Yeah, no, you're talking about a year ago. Late 2011 and all the way to around June of 2012, I believe.
Were any changes made in the programming as a result of the evaluation?
Well, there's been a lot of programming changes, but I don't know to what extent that input was taken into account when the program changes. A lot of them, with the consternation of many listeners, was done.
And the
this is in Washington, right?
LA.
Oh, in LA too?
I was just thinking.
This phenomenon.
So, Lawrence, you're saying that evaluations were done by the LSB?
No, it was a committee that the LSB. It was an action that was taken by the KPFA LSB, that this committee be put together by the GM, and that it be responsive to the program director, and the program director was supposed to report to us. But in regards to what extent input was taken into the tremendous amount of programming changes that was made, you know, with over the objections of many listeners, I still haven't gotten, you know, and I think what I'm going to do is at the next LSB meeting, I'm going to try to move to get that, make a motion to see if we could get, and maybe Akine could speak to it too, because she's a programmer.
Okay,
and you want to programmer, so maybe she could speak to it.
I'm sorry, say that part again, I'm sorry.
Did you want to speak to the programming evaluation process?
Oh, well, you know, I'm not sure. Lawrence, are you talking about the committee that meets with the program director? We don't have like a form. Like, we didn't sit down and have an evaluation form where we looked at each program.
Were you on the committee?
I'm sorry, I thought everybody else was talking about some kind of evaluation of each program. But what we have is more of a committee that meets with the program director.
And did you
have any information on that, right, Akine?
I'm sorry?
Did you get any information from that?
No, I don't know. No, I know.
Network?
No. I'm sorry. Yeah, I don't know.
Okay. Benito, anything from you?
No, we've never had an evaluation process. We have a former PD worked out an evaluation process and an evaluation document, actually three of them, back in 2009, or actually 2008. Never got a chance to implement them. We have the document, you know, but they've never been implemented. So no programs have ever been evaluated.
Oh, God.
And in your opinion, why didn't they ever get it? Did it ever never get implemented?
Well, as far as I know, and this was before I came on the LSB, my understanding is that the program director quit and was on his way out, and the new IGM had him do, or one of them did, one evaluation of one programmer and took the person off the air as a result.
Okay.
And then the LSB passed a motion, which I don't think carried any weight. But, so let me just forget that part. But the thing is that because the PD who developed the tool was leaving, it just, like everything else, went by the wayside. It's sitting there collecting dust.
Right.
And all the PDs and GMs we've had since then were all interim, so they didn't have the power to do the stuff anyway until this current GM, and he doesn't need an evaluation tool. He does it all from the top of his head.
Got it.
He's got, so he don't need that stuff.
Okay. Well, we actually did do an evaluation, and you got the forms. I did a follow-up. I sent a note to all the other programmers, and I said, actually, there's a half a dozen questions in there, beginning with, have you ever seen the did you ever get any feedback before this about your show, and how do you feel about whether it was done fairly, and how do you feel about participating as a result of the evaluation? I didn't get much response. I got, I think, five altogether. One of which was basically, yeah, things are fine, and four of which were never heard from him before, and didn't feel like I was evaluated fairly, and I'm kind of bummed out by the whole thing. So hardly a scientific survey. I think by and large the questions asked were pretty good, and procedures actually seemed pretty good. Somehow it at least for the small sample that I had, people didn't feel well treated by it. I think largely because they hadn't had, it wasn't like an ongoing process where they were constantly being communicated with about how their show was doing. And then this was just a sort of, the formal evaluation. It was more like nothing, 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 bam. I'm going to send out a note again to see if I can get some more responses to get, some better sense of how the moment was the way it was.
George, that evaluation, is that one of the three documents you sent out earlier today?
Yeah.
I don't remember those questions for some reason.
I didn't send you my questions. I tried to, but I couldn't find the file.
The ones that you just read a minute ago?
No. That was not on the evaluation at all. That was my sort of survey to find out how the people who were supposedly being served by these evaluations, how they felt about it. I'll find it somehow, somewhere, and I'll send it to the committee. The biggest problem I see is that the program council, which was a committee formed by the PD, was basically picked by him, and they did the evaluations. And if you didn't feel like it was fair, you didn't really have necessarily have any representation on that council, so. And you didn't have any place to go with it either. One of the good things about the process was that everybody was invited to come up and talk with the program director afterwards about their evaluation and what it meant and what kind of improvement was being looked for, because it was also said that, if you don't improve over 4 months or so, you might lose your show.
What is improve? What was the test of improvement?
Well, it wasn't. You're supposed to work that out in detail with the program director in response to the criticisms provided by the evaluation.
All right, this is a way to codify programming, which really is pretty hard to do. Who comes before what? Where's the chemistry? Blah, blah, blah. We've never really had anybody stay long enough to develop any kind of programming. So
so who knows. At our station, anyway, we haven't had any basic changes, except one dramatic upheaval, which isn't really programming. It's just getting coups for 4 years or 3.5 years. So our programming has been pretty much the same, except when people die or whatever it is.
I didn't mean to laugh. I'm sorry.
Well, that's what happens.
Well, let me
they're always first of all most concerned with fundraising, so that really the amount of time ever spent in thinking about programming or discussing it or having program council meetings, which used to be a really institutional must at WBAI for sure, just doesn't even exist anymore. And this has been kind of intentional on the part of centralized managements, is that the first thing to go are the democratic institutions that are spread out, you know, like spokes on a wheel at the local stations. And that's what the grassroots is all about here, is that you're getting the voices from all these spokes, you're getting their energy into your local station. And maybe if it's, you know, strong enough a vibe, you get it across the country. But still, that's where the action comes from. The people who do 1 hour a week, year after year after year, and make contacts and develop an audience and raise funds, whether they make money or not, they do the task. You know, I'm sick of this not giving credit to these people who work year after year. All anybody ever wants to do is get rid of them. They're running this place.
You're talking about volunteers, basically.
No, I'm talking about producers, not volunteers. I don't call them volunteers. I call them radio artists.
We're not talking about paid staff, is that correct?
Well, sometimes they double. Mostly they do double so they can get to do the work they like to do, radio. They do other work.
We're out of time. Do you want to continue this conversation about program evaluations?
Well, I think that's a good question to bring up at the task force meeting too.
Well,
why don't we just do?
Well, I'm willing to stay on.
Really?
I think we should bring it up at the next, you know, in our next meeting.
Okay.
But I'd rather adjourn right now.
Yeah, no, I think we should adjourn right now.
I'm just too tired, as much as this is fascinating.
Yeah.
No, I wasn't even suggesting continuing to talk about it now, just that we...
Okay.
It's really interesting.
We keep it on the agenda, and it sounds like it's worth talking about.
Yeah, we definitely should keep it on the agenda, I think.
Okay.
Bye.
Hey.
Great night, folks.
Good night, George.
Good night.
Okay, good night, everybody.
Thanks,
Anita. Bye.